All right, my friends, thanks for tuning into the podcast, where, as always, we'll discuss the professional literature and the evidence-based protocol as they relate to the effective treatment of clinically significant anxiety symptoms. I'm Chris Lines, licensed psychotherapist and OCD spectrum disorders treatment specialist, and this, well, this is OCD Straight Talk. This podcast is made possible by NoCD. NoCD offers effective, affordable, and convenient OCD therapy. NoCD therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention, or ERP therapy, the gold standard treatment for OCD. With NoCD, you can do virtual, live face-to-face video sessions with one of their licensed, specialty-trained therapists, and they accept most major insurance plans. To find out more about NoCD, visit nocd.com. That's nocd.com to book a free 15-minute call. For people in the state of Kentucky, you can go to kentuckyocd.com. That's kentuckyocd.com and book a session with me. Like, we can talk about the differences between the effective treatment process for OCD and the anxiety-related disorders and the effective treatment process for something like hair pulling and skin picking habits. But one of the important pieces to keep in mind is that in all of these cases, resisting urges becomes a central component of effective treatment. You've got to work to resist urges. Of course, the question becomes how? And in the effective treatment of OCD, it's like you got to muscle your way through it. No exceptions, no excuses. You've got to work harder and harder to resist and to prevent compulsions. The sophisticated and remaining question becomes, well, what are your compulsions? The problem is that when we're working to effectively treat trichotillomania and excoriation disorder, we're not just muscling our way through stopping behaviors. Instead, what we're working to do relative to managing urges is identifying the contexts in which these urges tend to arise and managing the contexts well. And researchers have identified several categories of contexts. These categories are represented in the acronym SCAMP, or sensations, cognition, affect, movement, and place. And in the last episode, we talked through how our five senses, most notably our senses of sight and touch, can work in collaboration with each other to dramatically increase the likelihood that we're going to end up picking or pulling. In this episode, we're going to move on to the C and SCAMP, or cognitions, and talk about how our thoughts themselves can be used against us to increase the likelihood that we're going to end up engaging these unwanted behavioral patterns. More to the point, we're not just going to talk about what the thoughts might tend to be for you or for me, but we're going to talk through techniques of how we might respond to these thoughts as a measure of managing them and therefore working to increase our resistance to the picking or pulling behaviors. I shared with you that I tend to have the thought that I'm not going to feel better until I pick or pull or clip or get rid of this imperfection, right? And I imagine you might have had a thought like that in the past. I'm not going to feel better. This isn't going to go away until I pick or pull or deal with this in whatever way. And I think it's important to note here that what the thought is saying to you is that your distress level isn't going to change at all until you eliminate the imperfection. The question, of course, becomes, I'm not going to feel any better at all in 60 seconds if I resist the urge to pick or pull. And behind that, there's the question of, well, how do you know what you're going to be thinking about and how you're going to be feeling in precisely 60 seconds? Better is a relative term. A distress level that I feel right now might be somewhat decreased 60 seconds from now, and decreased somewhat more still 60 seconds from then. The idea of better is a graduated or relative term. right? It's kind of like better falls on a continuum. What we're saying is that it's not as if you're feeling distressed or you're feeling not distressed. There's all this gray area in between that maybe you're feeling a little bit better than you were 5 minutes ago, or maybe this imperfection is bothering you slightly less than it was several minutes before that, whatever it might be. But the point is to raise a question, to challenge the thought, I'm not going to feel better until I pick or pull. Well, maybe I'll feel a little bit better if I resist this urge for 1 minute. Maybe I'll feel a little bit better if I resist this urge for a few more minutes. And that raises the whole question of the unknown about the future. How do you know what you're going to be thinking and how you're going to be feeling exactly 60 seconds from now, or 2 minutes from now, or 5 minutes to the very second from now? And that becomes an important piece of leverage relative to increasing our resistance to urges. Because the thought says, I'm not going to feel better until I pick or pull. Your response becomes, how do you possibly know how I'm going to be feeling in the future? And in fact, I might feel somewhat better if I resist this urge for a couple of minutes, for a couple of minutes more. I might feel somewhat better. I just don't know what's going to happen. Another common thought might be something like, this hair or that patch of skin doesn't look right. And it's kind of a comparative statement. And it says somebody else's skin might look better than mine, or somebody else's hairline might be right and mine's wrong. And the healthy and adaptive response becomes, well, I may not be the best looking guy on the block, but I'm not the worst looking guy either. It's once again recognizing flexibility and gray area between right and not right, good and bad. And it says it may not be the best, but it's not the worst either. It's about managing triggers, challenging thoughts. And it's here that I run the risk of being confusing to you. Because when we're talking about the treatment of OCD, we're never going to talk about managing triggers. We're not going to talk about working to avoid contexts. That's compulsive. Everything about that reeks of ritual. We're not working to somehow bow down to the OCD and say, you win, I won't do this or do that. It's like, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want. And if you want to throw some anxiety at me, I'm going to drive straight through it. Right? That's the idea of beating the OCD. It's resisting the urges and wrestling compulsions into submission. But when it comes to the effective treatment of the OCD-related disorders, trichotillomania and excoriation disorder, we are working to identify contexts. We are working to manage triggers. And part of that means I'm paying close attention to what I'm touching and feeling, what I'm looking at, and how the combination of sight and touch can dramatically increase the likelihood that I'm going to end up picking or pulling. So we're working to manage the sensations, but we're also working to manage thoughts. We're challenging the accuracy of these thoughts where there's any logical basis to do so. Again, the function, the point, the aim is to manage thoughts. You tell yourself the truth, not that you're not going to feel better until you pick or pull, not that this hair or that patch of skin isn't right. What you tell yourself is that maybe you can learn to live with some imperfection in your hairline. That maybe you can learn to accept something about your skin that doesn't feel exactly right. And that becomes an adaptive and helpful posture. Maybe I can learn to live with this. Maybe I'll arrive at a place in my life where this is actually okay with me. Working long enough to resist urges, to change behavioral choices, to make new behavioral patterns, and to reinforce new thoughts and feelings in the same old situations. Well, that's it for another episode of OCD Straight Talk. Feel free to reach out with any questions you might have to chrislines04@gmail.com. If you found the podcast helpful, consider giving it a 5-star rating or subscribing to OCD Straight Talk for structured help with your anxiety or OCD symptoms.